This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, December 26, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. As millions around the United States travel during the holidays, it's worth taking stock of what all these invasive security measures actually get us in terms of actual security. Julian Sanchez, a research fellow at the Cato Institute, offers his thoughts on the value of our current regime of security theater.
Everybody hates intrusive security screenings and when they're flying home for the holidays, but the most disturbing thing about it, I think, may be that it seems as though TSA really is devoting more resources and more manpower and more taxpayer dollars to screening passengers in these sort of intrusive and often humiliating ways, when the real threats to security of our air system are elsewhere. It's not just that these are burdensome measures, but that they're probably unnecessary and probably actually leaving other vulnerabilities open while grandmothers are being patted down and groped. There's actually an excellent article in West Point's counterterrorism newsletter written by a former risk analyst for a major airline, pointing out that while we've put all this money into fancy screening devices and nude scanners that it's not very clear are going to be particularly effective at spotting explosives, and not into things like background checks for the people who get to work on the planes and in the baggage carousels who don't have to go through those screenings, on securing against other threats like bombs in cargo, like bombs carried by passengers on inbound planes. If you look at the history here, I don't think there's been, as far as I know, a bomb exploded on a U.S. originating flight detonated by a passenger in 50 years almost. The attempts we've actually seen in the U.S., there's of course the 9/11 hijackers. That method is no longer available without any security screening because we reinforced cockpit doors and because passengers and airline staff wouldn't permit it again. So what we're really worried about here is explosives. And every explosive attempt we've seen on a U.S. plane has been attempted to be set off by someone originating overseas. And when you think about it, that makes a lot of sense. If a terrorist organization already has someone in the United States, a secure environment like an airport is not the most obvious target. You've got plenty of much softer targets to choose from that could have greater symbolic effect. It's when they don't have someone in the United States, it's when their agent is overseas that you see them attempting explosive methods. And so the question is why, when the risk analysts themselves are saying this is not the most efficient place to be spending our money and resources and manpower, and by the way, it's annoying and intrusive and humiliating to passengers on top of it, why haven't we seen change? The familiar explanation is that it's security theater, that we go through these rituals of putting our shampoo into little baggies and taking off our shoes and twirling around three times because it's part of a process that's designed to make us feel safer, whether or not it really does make us safer. But I question that, Does this security theater actually make you feel any safer? Maybe right after some kind of attempt, it might. But I think in the long run, it's like a parent who panics and calls the doctor every time a child sneezes. That kid is going to grow up a hypochondriac. Seeing all these aggressive security measures, I think, actually makes us feel like air travel and our fellow passengers are much more dangerous than is objectively the case. And over the long term, though, the problem is we get this perception of greater risk, that this is where the threats to our air travel system are coming from. This is where the terrorist threats really exist. But also that having endured it, having subjected ourselves to this to prodding and poking and invasion of privacy and people looking at scans of our naked bodies, it becomes very difficult to turn around and say, by the way, that was all for nothing. By the way, we didn't actually have to do any of that to keep you safe. I mean, the passengers themselves, do you want to believe that? Do you want to admit that all this time you've been prodded for nothing? It's an embarrassing admission to have to make. And so we see not very much will to ever ratchet down the level of security. And of course, if you ever do ratchet down the most visible kinds of security, you're always open to the accusation that it's now your fault if there ever is a successful attack. But it doesn't create the same incentive to actually devote the resources to the real vulnerabilities in the system, the real places that we know terrorists are directing their efforts toward. So as you get a friendly pat down on your way home for the holidays this week, you can rest assured that it's all to make you not feel much safer or successfully make you safer.
It's a little bit of a twofold process. Mm-hmm. That is, the security projects both a danger associated with flying and the safety associated with the security. The security itself is projecting both of those things.
Right. The really pernicious thing, I think, about the security ritual is that it is, in a sense, self-justifying. You see all this elaborate security, all these intrusive searches. It makes you think, gosh, how dangerous it must be that there is all this security, and also how necessary it must be. If they're putting us through all this, and therefore, you know, how terrified should I be if anyone does propose perhaps ratcheting down the level of intrusion?
Julian Sanchez is a research fellow at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his writings on terrorism and American security at cato.org.